Introduction. In November 2013, I made a big dumb mistake. I'd worked for weeks on this one story about one of the biggest money managers on the planet, Pacific Investment Management Company, aka PIMCO, amassing a huge bet in the market I covered. I'd cajoled sources into telling me about the trade in the opaque credit default swap market. I'd tabulated data. I'd compulsively fact-checked. I had run it by the PIMCO communications guy so many times, he seemed extremely tired of hearing from me. The night before it ran, I finished my last paranoid fact check, and my editor queued up the story to be published overnight. In the morning, I got a weird email from my colleague Cordell, full of exclamation marks, yet seeming to apologize for something. Apparently, Bill Gross, PIMCO's legendary founder and star investor, had been on Bloomberg Radio and said something in my story was wrong, on the international radio. And he named me. "I will take Mary to task in terms of her reporting," he'd said. "She needs to get her facts straight." He added that he'd speak with me in a few minutes after he hung up from the radio. I thought I was going to vomit. I had botched a very basic and very important thing: the performance of Gross's biggest and most important fund. To investors, there is nothing more critical to get right. In the 34th paragraph, I'd written that the fund was down about 3%. I'd cited the fund's price return, not total return. An absolute rookie move that you will understand in a little while. On air, Gross had stated the fund's actual returns. He said, "We're beating the market by a good 75 basis points." So now I had to fix my big story. Mortified, I sat at my Bloomberg terminal, the special machine on which all of Wall Street runs, frantically trying to replicate the numbers he'd said on air. That gain of 0.75%. Shouldn't be hard, but I couldn't. I kept getting something different, the same answer over and over, that the fund had lost 1%. I tried different time horizons. I retyped the fund's name. I couldn't figure it out. As promised, Gross called me after the radio interview. I did not vomit. I remember being surprised by how nice-ish he was about my mistake, perhaps because he'd already publicly excoriated me. After a little chatting, I told Bill that I was working on fixing my story. I kept trying